This month, the Showtime cable network is presenting an original telemovie called Chantilly Lace, which its creator and director, Linda Yellen, is calling an improvised production. TV critic David Bianculli explains and complains.
The idea here is to get a bunch of actresses together, give them the broadest framework of plot and characterization, and allow them to improvise their way through full-length dramatic scenes. The setting is a trio of reunions among longtime female friends. The stars are Jo Beth Williams, Lindsay Krause, Helen Slater, Jill Eikenberry, Martha Plimpton, Ally Sheedy, and Talia Shire. The results, edited together into a mostly coherent whole, are called Chantilly Lace. Here's a typical scene, with Jo Beth Williams as Natalie and Helen Slater as Hannah. They're cutting vegetables in the kitchen and talking about Hannah's husband, who used to be Natalie's husband. Hannah is after advice, but Natalie can't offer much.
It's been really hard between us. He's not an easy guy. I just wish I had some way to, like, answer back to him, you know? I feel like I'm getting run over, and I need some caustic witticisms to kind of zing. I can't, like, get it out to him.
Yeah.
God, how do you do it?
I didn't do it, honey. If I'd done it, we'd still be together. Okay? And I warned you. I warned you, if you didn't know who the hell you were, that you would wind up like the incredible shrinking woman.
Chantilly Lace might remind most viewers and critics of The Big Chill, but the movie I couldn't stop thinking about, believe it or not, was Jurassic Park. The problem is the gimmick. Showtime has gotten a lot of mileage out of letting everybody know that this film was basically made up as it went along. There have even been feature stories in national magazines explaining how the actresses drew pieces of paper from a hat the night before shooting the extended climax to learn which of their characters would die at the end. So when you sit down to watch Chantilly Lace, you know you're watching what amounts to a very expensive acting class improv session. The job of the actresses, and of Chantilly Lace, is to make you forget it. That's where Jurassic Park comes in. Everybody knows going in that Jurassic Park is a dinosaur movie loaded with special effects. Or, as David Letterman likes to sum it up in his two-word mantra, mechanical lizards. But the film does such a good job of bringing its fantasy world to life that you forget the mechanics and buy the illusion. With Chantilly Lace, you don't. There's never a point where you don't see the seams, where you aren't conscious of the fact that these women are acting rather than inhabiting characters. I wonder whether, if the process of making this movie had been kept secret, it'd still seem as showy and disjointed. I suspect it would. Chantilly Lace is worth watching, but not to find out what happens to these characters. It's worth a look to see what these actresses do with so much freedom. And, given the cast, who emerges as the most valuable and credible player. To me, that was the biggest and most pleasant surprise, because it's Helen Slater, who I might have picked to finish fourth or fifth out of this particular cast. With her economy and intelligence, Slater catches her co-stars, as well as the audience, off guard, and she's a real treat. The rest of Chantilly Lace, though, is more of a novelty.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.